Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooba, gooba.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the Halloween special, the best Halloween podcast there is on the planet every year. And we only do this once. Yeah. Creeps.
Gather around for a minute or two, and I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara. It's not the tight dress. It's a look in the eye that'll scare you to death. Vampire girls, vampire girls. Oh, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. But she could feast, but she could rest, but she could ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl, vampire girl. I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Creeps and Vampire Girl. That came through on a free Halloween compilation, which I've somehow managed. Oh, I have got it. I have got the where the website for it. Hold on. And it's the Graveyard Calling, I think. Graveyardcalling.bandcamp.com. I might be wrong about it. No, it's not that. That's another one. Oh, well, you can tell it's Halloween. Everything's going crazy. I've got what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to lose what it is. I can't do it right now. But yeah, for the Halloween show, every year I make out we have the best Halloween music, and we've not let you down this time, man. That is from a compilation that I would have found out by the end of the next song. Okay. All right? Mm-hmm. A band called Creeps and a track called Vampire Girl. What is Creeps' website? It's K-R-E-E-P-S. What is Creeps' website?
creeps.com.
No, creepsmusic.com. Paulie B and Internet. One. Tony. Nil. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Right. Because you know how I found out who Joni H. Diz was?
Yes.
Yeah. Got a Facebook message earlier on today that was, of course, a limerick. And it's because, by the way, for first-time listeners, this is a section of the show where we do poems sent in by listeners. And we call it Poetry Corner. If you have a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. But because I'd sent Joni H. Jizz, because I'd found her on Facebook, saying, ha-ha, you're rumbled, right? She sent me this thing back saying, Punky Paul, not as quite as it seems. Think I'm rumbled. Ha, no, in your dreams. You're way off the scent, but that's because you're spent being Miss... But that's because you're spent being Mr. Slippin... Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm reading it again. Punky Paul, not as quite as it seems. Think I'm rumbled. Ha, no, in your dreams. You're way off the scent, but that's because you're spent being Mr. Slipping, dishing out your nice creams.
Nice.
It didn't even put JHJ's, but JHJ. Kiss.
Mm.
I don't even think she's lesbian. So I sent her, I thought, right, you've started it. So I sent her a limerick back.
Okay.
You think your status is secure as a lip-slurping mystery fleur, but I'm onto you, girl. You should be in a whirl. Now go nosebag some low-level fur. I haven't had anything back yet. But then she sent through via the proper channels. Now she's back on it weekly. Limerick, weekly poem. Thank you, Joni H. Jizz. Here goes. Hey, P&T. Carving pumpkins and listening like loonies. The Halloween punky brought to us by two boobies. We're making the most as you're chasing a ghost having naffed off to play with your ghoulies. And that's from Joni H. Jizz, the Ashby de la Zoo zombie apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse. So, anyway, I think she said that I said that I was off set because I think I said last week that I might even know her or something. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was making that up to throw other people off the scent. So, ha, 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 Joni H. Jizz. You're not as clever as you think. I will do the jokes we've got this week in a later section because I want to crack on with the next song. Because the Halloween special, I always want as many people to listen to it as possible. I don't want everyone to listen to the show all the time, but the Halloween special, if you're listening to this show, make sure you get other people to listen to it because we play the best Halloween music each year. Here's the proof. Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony.
Cool.
And their album Dirty Rock and Roll, which was out earlier this year. And I'm going to play the first track, which we haven't played yet. Absolutely brilliant and just a truly fantastic live band. They've just done a short tour with Dragster and another band that I don't know, which was apparently very, very good indeed. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons .co.uk.
No, the Dirty Johnsons.com. Poorly being internet two. Tony. Nil. This is Burying the Body.
Mind your business.
You're listening to Dr. Slangleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I know that I said to you before the show that I might have had some Halloween beds for you, but basically I didn't get around to downloading them.
No worries.
The website that I just mentioned, hang on, let me get back to that, which was graveyardcalling.bandcamp.com. They've got three or four volumes of spooky, gothy, Halloween-y electro music, but it's all instrumental. Because, you know, I like to find a free Halloween compilation to feature, and I couldn't find a good one this year, or not one. Say there were good ones, but there weren't ones suitable for this show. But if you go on there, you can just find all manner of spooky instrumental music. It's really, really good, and they're all free to download. So do check out graveyardcalling.bandcamp.com. And I will at some point try and get some things down to make a couple of beds out of, because it's really good. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, best not to send us a private message because we don't always check them, but do leave us a comment. I'm going to read them out. I've got a few this week. I've actually got a couple that I missed from the previous week. Two in response to a couple of weeks ago show. Jan from Melodic Infusion, or Jan. Tony and Paul, thanks a lot for featuring our band Melodic Infusion in your podcast. Cheers from Germany. That's okay, Jan.
Thank you very much for sending the music through, Jan, and we will try and play something else in the future.
And Kelly McNeish has been in touch, saying thanks for keeping me entertained while staring at purple dots for hours. Cheers from a bored environmental toxicologist.
You know, I fail to see how you can be doing environmental toxicology and get bored.
Exactly.
I think you're in the job wrong job. Learn to speak, Paul. I think you're in the wrong job.
Exactly, but I think that's a first for the occupation of the punky listenership.
I think that is our first environmental toxicology listener.
Yes.
So very impressed. Thank you very much. Hmm. I'd like to know more about it, about staring at purple dots. Because what are the purple dots on? If you're an environmental toxicologist, they could be purple dots on, like, I don't know, on a monkey's knob.
Yeah. And is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah.
The purple dots, you know, I don't know. Could it be 28 days later? We don't know.
Well, not yet. It won't be that for a month.
Good point. One from Michael Davignon, who says, love the show, guys. Catching up in the last couple of weeks because iTunes deleted your podcast on my subscriptions. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, blame iTunes. Yeah. I went to pick up a prescription from the doctors today, and judging by the way the receptionist looked at me and talked to me, it was actually my fault that they'd installed a new computer system that she couldn't work. Like, okay, look.
They are a different breed, though.
I know. Incredible. So I've got to go back tomorrow. She basically told me off for her not knowing what she was doing.
Excellent.
Fantastic, you know, couldn't make it up.
Elwood's been in touch. Would he be three? He says, years ago around Halloween, you mentioned that naked witches danced around Stonehenge, if I recall correctly. But you also said they drew quite a crowd of spectators. Do you know if this still goes on?
I did reply. Are you going to read out my reply?
No, can you remember what it was?
Yeah. It was basically, I don't think I did say Stonehenge, did I?
I don't remember you saying that, no.
I think I said a place in Bedfordshire called Clophill, which used to have a witch's coven, but there's not a lot about it on the internet, to be honest. It has got a spooky church where bad things happen once. There's loads of rumours around it, and loads of people go up there to freak themselves out on Halloween now. But they did, in the 80s, there was a witch's coven that used to go up there, and they used to do all sorts of nonsense. And we used to get in the back of a van in the Red Art and drive up there and watch them. But they were like white witches, they weren't, there wasn't goat sacrifice and all that.
Okay.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to sacrifice a goat, as long as you cook it afterwards, I'm fine with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've never tried goat, actually. Maybe.
Have you never had goat curry, mate?
No. I've had goat's cheese, I've never had goat curry.
Goat curry is a staple of Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
And it's fantastic.
Never say never. I'll give it a go.
I wasn't expecting to have a goat curry conversation on this week's show, but there you go.
You never know where it's going to go.
Very nice with rice and peas.
Finally, one comment from Frederick Johnson.
He
just says, hope you guys have a haunted Halloween. Thank you very much. I'm sure we will.
We don't, to be honest. I'm not sure that's a very nice thing to say. I hope you get really freaked out on Thursday. No thanks.
Probably will. But that's it. That is it for Facebook.
That concludes Facebook. Next track. You know, what I've done in the past is I've picked on a country. I say picked on. I've chosen a country at random and given you some Halloween facts, haven't I?
Yes.
I was going to do it this year about Ile de la Réunion, but I didn't get round to it. So I imagine that on Halloween, they'll just be being a bit French, which is what the island is, of course. It's a bit French. So it seems suitable that we should play a track that I've been saving up by Mothra Slapping Orchestra, who are one of my favourite bands from Ile de la Réunion. And it's nice to have a favourite band from that island, I think.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Because this track's perfect. We'll talk about it then more after it. In the meantime, this is Zombie Party Time. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If you are listening for the first time, you must be thinking, this is a proper Halloween show, because even the beds are called like Cemetery Surfers and that. That's brilliant. That was Mothra Slapping Orchestra and a track called Zombie Party Time. They are a kind of, I don't know, they're kind of psychobilly, but they're kind of a mixture of psychobilly and rock and punk and all sorts of things. Really interesting band. And hello to all the guys in Mothra Slapping Orchestra. I'm hoping to see you next year. What is their Reverb Nation page?
reverbnation.com/mothersslappingorchestra.
It is. That makes it poorly being the internet. No, ha, ha, ha. True. Tony, ha, ha, ha. One. This is going to get tedious. now then, did you do anything last week?
Finally booked a holiday. Kind
Congratulations.
Of. Yeah, we've booked the flights. So, 25th of November till the 9th of January, we'll be travelling around the West Coast, predominantly California.
Right.
But yeah, yeah. Got to fly to San Francisco. Well, 11 hours.
Yeah, you'll finally have some stories.
Yes, we'll be doing shit and everything.
I hope you'll be doing stuff, yeah.
I think definitely.
It's good, because I can't be bothered to tell you what I did last week, because I did three different shows that were all just okay.
Okay.
In Windsor, Devon and South London, and they were just all fine. So it was kind of, I haven't really got anything, nothing particularly funny happened or anything, and nothing stupid happened. It was just, it all went all right, really.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So what I thought I'd do instead is quickly read out the jokes that I got through from, let me get this right, from Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo, who sent me a load of Halloween jokes.
Okay.
How about that? If you have a joke for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Here we go. Watch it, Paul. Some Halloween jokes for you. Cheers, mate. What do witches put on their hair?
Don't know.
Scare spray.
Nice.
Why don't ghosts like parties?
Don't know.
They've got nobody to dance with.
Cool.
What kind of footwear do ghosts wear?
Don't know.
Boots! Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
Don't know.
Day scare centres.
Nice.
What's the tallest building in Transylvania?
Don't know.
The Vampire State Building.
Nice.
What haunts your house and honks?
I don't know.
Poltergeist. What do you get if you cross Bambi with a ghost?
Don't know.
Bamboo! Why do you always find demons and ghouls together?
Don't know.
Because demons are a ghoul's best friend. Woo! Glumbongo, Glumbongo. Pissed off in the Congo. Thank you very much
for that. Quite sweet, really.
Yeah, brilliant jokes. Now, we've got two songs in a row now. Listen out for Cats Melvin, which, Tony, I've put in the show notes. It's two words, Cats Melvin. It's not, it's one word, Cats Melvin, just so you know.
Okay.
When you do bits later on. The first up, we've got a track from Project Marv. Now, the thing is, Marv used to look a bit like something from the woods, but then he got his teeth sorted out, and now he looks like a lovely, shiny, happy individual. But he has done this song. It's on the basis of some kids' stories that they were put as a challenge. Some kids wrote little stories, and the challenge was to put the stories to music. And he's done it. And this just sounds so creepy. This just isn't right. I heard this a few weeks ago, and I thought, oh, I'm saving that for Halloween. That's not going on now. But what is Marv's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Project Marv?
It is!
Oh,
Tony 2. For me and the internet 2. This is Once Upon a Slime.
Apocalypse 2013. We arrived at Camp Hobie. There were zombies eating the kids. All those that were under 3 feet. Oh. Such a badass. She knew ninja moves. She had such class. She saved the day by killing them all. And it was safe again to stay off the grass. On a slime, yes. Do you call? Ah, yes.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such great on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cats Melvin and a track called Wrong Side. What I want to know is, what is Cats Melvin's website?
CatsMelvin.com?
It is. Ha, 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 ha. Paulie B and the internet. Two, Tony. Three. You're beating me. It must be Halloween. And they came by Music Clout, and thanks very much to Music Clout for sending that through. Music Clout are really good, because when we do some Music Clout tracks, they let the bands know themselves, and then the bands tell their friends who are on the show, and then we get more listeners, so it's brilliant. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for, in a spooky style,
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm 43, you know.
Yep, another week, another few gigs from the 12 Bar Club. Sunday is an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, Halloween, Hannah Piranha, Bleak, Mantra Luna, Bones Shake, Nikki Bloom, the late set from the Swabler 3. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Right.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. Friday night, Zendog, John, The Coptics, Jet Pilots, and The Phonic. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Heavy.
Could be. How much do you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, Cartel, Fatal Move, Strong as 10, To the Nines, and More Acts to be Confirmed. So Ruction Records presents In Her Eyes 2014 calendar launch night.
That will be heavy.
Whew, yes. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant for Halloween. 666. The number of the beast.
I have a few extra gigs as well. From Simon Knott, who's been in touch.
Hello, Simon.
Yeah. So he sent me through a few gig dates, which I'll just read out the ones that are coming up. Radio Nasties are touring. So this Thursday, tomorrow, Wednesday actually, October 30th, Reading at the Oakford Social Club. October 31st, they're playing London at the White Lion, and on the 1st, which would be Friday, Bristol at Timbuktu. That's the Radio Nasties. I have no more information than that, but if you are in that area and you know where those places are, do check that out.
Yeah.
That does conclude the gigs.
So that concludes, in a spooky styly, Tony's International Gig Guide. No. Right then. So, it seems fitting after that 666 that I get another 666 in. So I'm beating the scurry, thanks, Tony. They've actually got a new Halloween single out this week, which would make sense, called That Doll Just Tried to Kill Me. But we haven't been sent it, so I couldn't play it, because we do like to play the new Zombina track. If you remember last year, I think it was last year, we played Teenage Caveman The Gargantua, something, and it didn't make it number one, but they are trying again with this one this year. Do check out Zombina and Skeletons. Their website is
ZombinaSkeletons.com?
No, Zombina.de, which makes it poorly the internet. Yeah. Three! Tony. Three. That's right. Yeah. But we are playing this track off the last album of theirs that we received, which is a couple of years old now, called Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart. A fantastic album. They have got a new album coming out as well, I think early next year. Hopefully we'll get hold of that when it happens. That's about it. Let's listen to this. This is 0800 666.
Please, I don't want to talk to them anymore.
Tuna Town.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was on Being the Skeletones. Always nice to hear a track by them. Absolutely brilliant band. Great live band as well. Seen them a few times. Get a chance to see them do. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to see Russell Brand this week.
Are you?
Yeah, he's playing Nottingham on Friday, so we're going to go and see him.
Fair enough.
At the concert hall. So that should be good. Apart from that, we are planning the holiday. So we've got 1 week in. So we've got San Francisco, and then we've got 5 weeks to fill. So we're trying to figure out what to do after. We'll
right.
probably be driving towards Yosemite,
cool.
then going towards Vegas, contemplating doing the Grand Canyon.
I think the Grand Canyon will be shut, Tone.
Oh, will it?
The North Rim will be, yeah. You better check to see whether the South Rim's open. I know. I think the North Rim will probably be shut.
I didn't even think it would be shut.
Yeah, because it's so high up, you tend to get bad weather there. But the South Rim might be okay.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll first of all get to that. Yeah, that's, this kind of stuff we've got to kind of try and figure out.
Yeah, mate, if you get anywhere near it, go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just incredible.
What time of year did you go? Was it March?
March, yeah.
Yeah.
And the South Rim was fine, but the North Rim was shut, so...
Right, okay.
Yeah, so best to check.
Yeah. Will do.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Oh, what a weekend I've got ahead. It's going to be brilliant. On Friday, on Thursday, which is Halloween, I am going to Felixstowe to do a comedy workshop with the disaffected youth of the area. That's going to be scarier than anything you can do for the country, trust me. I'm basically going to be getting a load of hoodies to try and tell jokes. It's going to be a nightmare. I'll tell you all about it next week. It's going to be funny. Oh, actually, yeah, that is something I did last week. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I did the graduation workshop for my high-functioning Asperger's kids.
Yeah.
And it was very, very good. I don't think I talked about it last week, did I? But it was great fun, and they were brilliant. And
cool.
I'm sorry I don't have more time to talk about it right now, but I want to talk about it this week, because on Friday I'm getting Eurostar to Lille in northern France. To the Lille Vintage Weekender, which features some great bands that we played on the show last week, including King Slimy Coming to Three, Dustaphonics, MFC Chicken. I have heard from Eric Beckenstrip from King Slimy Coming to Three, who is looking forward to seeing me on Sunday afternoon.
Excellent.
Might change his mind when he sees me on Sunday afternoon, because I will probably be leathered. There's all sorts going on. They've got they're showing films, movies of old artists, and they've got loads of vintage stores and loads of other stuff going on. And it's free. So if you're in northern France and you fancy going to a free garage punk and vintage clothing festival, may I recommend the Lille Vintage Week? Just type in Lille Vintage Weekender into the internet and you'll find out all about it. It's in a part of a railway station, from what I can gather, Gard or something or other, but I don't know whether it's a working station or... I haven't been to Lille before. I know a family called the Legrand family in Lille, of course, because... I don't know whether they actually existed, but when I was 12, 1982, when I started doing French, we learned French with the Legrand family from Lille. And,
right.
Which means that for the last 31 years, I've been walking around every once in a while shouting, Lille a gagné, ça que toi? C'est toi, Didier, tu me casse les oreilles, c'est mon hippopotame, Isidore. And hello to all of our friends in Ile de la Réunion who will advise in saying that. So that's this weekend, and I'll tell you all about it next week. It promises to be fantastic. Right, so should we get on the next song?
Yep.
Been meaning to play this for a while. This is a new sort of post-punk goth rock band called Arcane Winter, who hail from your area in so much as Trev, the Dark Lord of Nightbreed.
All right.
He's the singer of this band, and he sent us this through a while back, and his band's always good, and they always put on interesting... show, and they sent through a few tracks. I think this is from a new EP they brought out, a track called Horsefly. We'll talk a bit more about them after this. This is Horsefly.
Still dumbfounded at your lies, and don't stand back and watch as the fits me. Speaking loud but still saying nothing. Outrage is the currency paid. Radiate when no one sees you. Early mornings into the sky. Tired of living in the dark. You want the moon and the stars and whatever's beyond. You desire the latest thing. Highest ups and lowest downs. Fantastic when it bleeds you. Made a deal with lies. You desire the latest thing. Highest ups and lowest downs. Fantastic when it bleeds you. Made a deal with lies.
Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Arcane Winter, track called Horsefly. I understand they'll probably be doing some gigs soon, and I would recommend that you go and see them. And hello to Trev.
Yes.
Who was always a friend of Punk and Disorderly when we had that show on Pantsfield 1 o'clock, if you remember.
I do remember.
Yeah,
yes.
And top bloke like him. Yeah. Now then, have you got any... Oh, what is Arcane Winter's website?
ArcaneWinter.com?
No, ArcaneWinter.net, which makes it poorly be on the internet. Four. Tony. Three.
Excellent.
Have you got to add?
I do.
Halloween crazy!
I know. Thank you for all your nominations. If you do have a track to nominate, do email me. All tracks we do, thanks. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me now. This week it's from AD, as in South of France AD.
Hello AD, how are you doing? How's it going with the mad missus? And hello Helen, before you send me a load of grief on Facebook.
And he says, gentlemen, well, as the year of the twat tsunami has become a bit of a badly packed kebab, I thought I would share my experiences in dealing with a local garage owner in La Ciotat.
Beautifully said, Tony.
Thank you. Mr. Bernard.
Monsieur Bernard.
My colleague, Jamie Brown's vehicle was in for repair, so we had to hire a car from a local company. On driving the hire car through a local shipyard, two cars stopped in the middle of the road for a chit-chat. This happens unexpectedly all the time here in France. My colleague, Jamie, had to wait patiently for the two guys to finish their conversation. On finishing their conversation, the car in front of Jamie's, instead of driving off, went into reverse and slammed into the front of the hire car. After much apologies and head shaking, the damage was inspected. The number plate was damaged, the headlight was dislodged, and there was a small scratch on the bumper. No one needs to go through insurance. The driver said he would get his friend, the owner of the La Ciudad garage, Mr. Bernard, to fix the vehicle the following day at his cost. The car was duly dropped off, and after a phone call, Jamie and I arrived at the garage to pick up the repaired vehicle. On inspection of the repairs, we found the number plate had been replaced and the headlight had been realigned. But imagine our astonishment when we inspected the scratch. "What is that?" Jamie asked. "C'est une mouche," he proudly replied. What the crafty bugger thought was okay was to superglue a fly over the scratch. So when we returned the hire car, they wouldn't notice and we would get our deposit back. Well, we just cracked up and took the vehicle away, repairing the scratch ourselves. I don't know why I should be amazed. As living in France, this has me shaking my head on a daily basis, especially commuting into the northernmost city in Africa, Marseille, on a daily basis. A French expression, not mine. So I would like to nominate Mr. Bernard to be twatted, not only for sticking the fly to the bumper, but thinking it was okay to do so while standing there with a clever grin on his face while saying "c'est une mouche" like it was a good solution for a repair.
I love it.
I ask your humble judgment, gents. Still loving the show. Keep up the good work. But then again, if you have travelled across France and listened to their Lady Gaga on a loop tape radio, you know why I'm grateful for some decent music and good banter. Cheers, AD.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've got a bit of a time for Monsieur Bernard on this one. I think that's really funny. But it's fair enough.
Yeah.
He's still a twat.
So.
It's funny because we have just played a track called Horsefly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I've seen a horsefly.
So, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
So, for sticking the fly to the bumper and thinking it was okay to do so, while standing there with a clever grin on his face saying, "C'est une mouche." Mr. Bernard from La Ciotet, France, is a twat.
Brilliant. Yeah, nice one, man. That's great. If you have a twat, do email Tony at punkyradio.com. Tony, your email is a twat. We love to read them out. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
I don't want to say I've saved the best for last. It's not fair, because all the tracks have been good, but I love this. This is the KDV Deviators from an album called Lost Contact. You may know the KDV Deviators as being the lead singer from Mad Sin, Coffta DeVille, a.k.a. the KDV, doing a quite different band from Mad Sin in that they're a three-piece. And they're real kind of old-school psychobilly in that, or I don't know, that kind of 50s horror-type B-movie sort of thing. Absolutely brilliant band, and this track is just perfect for this show. And hello to Coffta, who I've met a few times and like very much. He's a big unit. What is the KDV Deviators website?
KDVDeviators.com.
Sorry, what was that?
KDVDeviators.co.uk?
No, the KDVDeviators.com. Unlucky. Probably be on the internet. Five. Tony. Three. It's a win. It's buried alive.
Still breathing, I've been buried alive. I'm shout. They locked me in this box and put me 6 feet on the ground. I'm screaming and I scratch, but they won't hear no sound. I'm still breathing, I've been buried alive. I'm still breathing, I've been buried alive. I'm still breathing, I'm still breathing. Well, I'm buried alive. I'm buried alive.
What a great track. I absolutely love that. That is, that had me bopping around my lounge earlier on when I was getting the music together. I hope you've enjoyed the Halloween special this year. Looks like this will be the only one. Next week's show is going to be utterly ridiculous. I'm telling you that now, because there's a new compilation album coming out in November of psychedelic rock via Cherry Red Records, a load of 60s weirdness, and I'm going to feature it. I haven't decided whether I'm going to play all 8 tracks or whether I'll just do 4, because it's really weird, but I'll see. Anyway, just before we go, maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
Sure, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, galactic, worldradio.com. And find the latest station we're on is Radio Andra.
Andra. Most likely.
Well, Andra.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, Radio Andra, andra.se. They're on Thursday evenings, I believe, at 10. But do check the website out. Very interesting.
Yeah, really, really good. Thanks also to Mevio for continuing to host us without us doing much about it. This has been Halloween Special of Punky Radio. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.